Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
According to a new poll from Politico and Public First, over half of Americans believe that political violence will increase. What's even more troubling is that nearly one in four Americans believe that sometimes political violence is justified. Think about that for a minute. How have we gotten to a place where some actually believe that the way to settle political disagreements is through violence? The recent election for Attorney General in Virginia underscores the tolerance for violent rhetoric. Jay Jones won the race even though he had fantasized about the murder of a political opponent's children, which in the past would have disqualified a candidate from public trust. It's clear that our nation needs a course correction, where reckless rhetoric is condemned and political violence is shunned.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.